hypocrisy and lies on the campaign trail. Joining me in the studio to talk about this and other issues is Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He talks local politics with us here at WBHM most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Michael.
So in a recent column, you list public service candidate Chip Beaker, former Jefferson County Commissioner Sheila Smoot, and Alabama's 6th Congressional District candidate Paul DeMarco as three politicians who you write, we should pay no attention to what they say, just watch what they do.
Well, I would argue, really, that this time of year in a primary, there are that would apply to pretty much any politician that's talking. But there are three examples in those three that I did point to. Chip Beaker, he's one of the big anti-federal guys, but took $442,000 in farm subsidies. I mean, that's a little disingenuous. And the others have some issues as well.
But politicians distort the truth. Is this any different from
exactly
what we see in the past?
That's the point. But I think it is certainly our responsibility to point that out when it occurs, and it's a public's certainly right to not just right. It's a need to know when that happens.
Well, it seems like politicians make it easy for us to be resigned to feeling like, well, this is just how business is done, and while democracy is participatory, most people just don't have the time or the resources to kind of follow up on everything a candidate does. So ultimately, what's at stake here?
Well, I mean, it's a matter of trust. I mean, when we have that feeling that we are resigned to not trust our public officials, then we've lost already. So, I mean, I think we really have to make it a point to hold our leaders accountable for the truth.
What if you pose the following question to someone running for office? I've wondered about this. If you said to them, without using any of your campaign talking points or the words Republican, Democrat, Obama, Obamacare, liberal or conservative, please tell us why we should vote for you. I mean, what do you think that answer might sound like?
I've actually done that in the past this year, because this year was such a – it's always this way in the primaries, frankly, when everybody appeals to their most extreme ideology, whatever that might be, whatever side that might be. Occasionally when that happens, you will get a good answer that is far more compelling and far more persuasive than all those lines are. And I really don't understand why it seems to work. To do what you just said.
So is it easier, you think, for the politicians to just divide it between the right and wrong, the haves and have-nots, and just the polar opposites?
Well, I think it's easier for politicians to think they have to preach to the most extreme ideology to prove that they have that street credibility, I guess. It's a little more difficult to make a compelling argument about issues and about your own worth as a human being.
You also write in a recent column that it's been a particularly brutal week for traffic fatalities in the Magic City, and that Vulcan used to serve as a reminder of traffic deaths. Tell us, for those who don't know, what used to happen up at Vulcan.
Well, before the renovation, there used to be a torch and a very controversial torch in Vulcan's hand that burned green on days when there were no traffic fatalities and red on days when there were. And because for artistic reasons and other things, when they restored Vulcan's statue, they returned it to its original artistic form and took the torch that some saw as gaudy away. But in the wake of all these fatalities, I was wondering, if we needed a reminder of some kind, not in the torch because we've taken care of that, but something to just remind us of traffic safety and really kind of put it to readers. And they overwhelmingly thought we did need such a thing.
John Archibald's column appears in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and online at al.com. John appears here on Morning Edition each Thursday. John, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.